An election in Turkey may soon change the government of a critical U.S. ally in the Islamic world. The ruling party is losing in the early returns from today's parliamentary election, and a party with Islamic roots is leading. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us now from Istanbul. Ivan, what happened to the ruling party?
Steve, it was actually a coalition of parties, three parties, that completely lost all credibility due to what's been called the worst economic depression in Turkey's history since World War II. This has hit Turks very hard over the past 2 years. More than 1 million people losing jobs, gross national product down by 10%, unemployment very high. And a lot of these voters swung to the AK Party, in part as a protest vote, also because these people campaigned on a platform of improving the economy and ending the government corruption that many people see has taken place with this ruling coalition over the past several years.
The people who are leading here say that they are a moderate party, the AK Party, but I gather that Turkey's military establishment, which really rules the place, doesn't necessarily believe that.
The AK Party has gone to great lengths to avoid all references to religion. But the fact is that their leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he used to be a bit of an Islamist firebrand when he was the mayor of Istanbul. And he was finally convicted on charges of sedition, of inciting hatred for reading an Islamic poem. And that is one of the reasons he's been banned from winning any position in this election.
You mentioned that Erdogan, the party leader, is actually barred from taking office, even though his party won. Is there any chance that the entire political party might be kept out of the government?
Though this party has won a majority of seats in parliament, they still have a battle to take place within the courts, whether they can even exist after the election results are all counted.
Ivan, very briefly, what does this possible new government mean for a possible U.S. campaign against neighboring Iraq?
It has to be said that the overwhelming majority of the Turkish population is against a U.S.-led invasion in Iraq. They fear the economic downturn that could come, and they are against this. I spoke with Mr. Erdogan, the leader of the AK Party, last week, and he was careful not to commit to any side of this, saying that the U.S. still has not made a decision on whether to attack Iraq. We have to look at what the United Nations Security Council decides, but at the same time, taking care to say how important the close relationship between the U.S. and Turkey still is. Turkey hosts U.S. air bases here that are currently flying missions nearly on a daily basis over northern Iraq. There are close ties here, and he wanted to make sure that nothing is going to change in this relationship.
NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.